bonds a train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane. They come around every June. The high black water, a devil's daughter. She's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
They've tried. Tried a couple times.
Bounces back.
One of my few encounters with the law over my long and colorful, illustrious career was during a hurricane. And I was a child, and our house flooded, and we had a two-story home. So I went up, and some men had shown up earlier and taken the piano and moved it to the landing. You had to go up half the flight of stairs. There was a landing, and you turn around and sometime in the middle of the storm, I just crawled back behind that piano and went to sleep. Well, the water receded, and I guess I was a pretty sound sleeper. And I was woken by the city sheriff looking for me.
I'm glad they found you.
They found me. Sleeping behind the piano, waiting out.
Hey, you know, we love to have guests on in the 7 o'clock hour from all over the state. And sometimes people say, 7 o'clock, that's so early. But you know who you can count on to get up early? Anybody from the Farm Bureau, any rancher or farmer.
That's right. Exactly. Julie Murphy, the outreach spokesperson for the Arizona Farm Bureau.
Good morning.
Thanks a million for joining us. Repeat visitor.
Yes, I'm honored to be here. And what's even more special is I have the Kerr family with me.
The Kerr family dairy. And y'all are out in the Buckeye area.
Yeah, that's right.
Just about neighbors with the Hydens.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know that red brick house they have?
Yes.
I built that for them.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow.
Oh,
You've been in the house.
Ellen and Bruce were on vacation in Florida, and she saw those brick in a brickyard and fell in love with them. She made Bruce buy them, put them on a train, ship them to Buckeye, and they sat beside the feedlot for about 3 years. They finally called me and said, okay, Helen wants her house built now.
So, that's awesome. Rosie, you have better stories than I do about some of our farm families.
They're just great people, just great farming family, just like yours out in the Buckeye, or the Kerr family dairy. Now, I'm not going to let you say one thing on air. I'm going to turn your microphones off until I get a promise out of you.
Okay.
Why can't I buy whole buttermilk?
So your promise has to be I will find you some.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay.
We'll have to work on that.
Why can't you buy whole buttermilk?
No one makes whole buttermilk. There was some available at the Sing Farm for a little while, but then they quit. So I have to make my own whole buttermilk.
How about the Milk and More store?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Maybe they would. Well,
but I promise
I'll find
you,
out.
I will publish my buttermilk biscuit recipe, and it will cause a rush. But you have to have whole buttermilk.
It would have been nice if you told us this before we started the show.
He set you up pretty big, didn't he?
We could have kind of
You could have been a hero, right?
Tell us about your family history in Buckeye.
Well, my family are originally from Romeo, Michigan. We moved here in the 40s. My grandpa didn't like the winters there anymore, so...
Well, he found the right place.
Yes, no doubt.
Man. Had
a dairy farm in Levine, Arizona, then moved that to Tempe, Arizona. And then in the 70s, we were pushed out of Tempe because of the growth, and now we're in Buckeye. So in the 70s, we moved to Buckeye.
Where were y'all in Tempe?
Kyrene and Guadalupe Road.
Yeah, you were pushed out by growth.
Yep, yes, no doubt.
Yes, no room for a dairy there now.
No. So how many head do y'all feed? How many head do y'all keep?
We milk about 1,100 cows three times a day, and then we have another 900 heifers and calves that we're going to be raising that we don't buy from outside. We raise all our own heifers. So we're right, about 2,000 cows.
And now you're farmers as well, right? You grow a lot of your own.
Definitely. Over the years, that's really been the trend to be in the dairy business, to be able to grow your own crops and save a little bit more money there. So, yeah, we farm about 600 acres with my son. All around in the Liberty, Buckeye, Palo Verde area.
And what are you raising?
Growing.
What are you raising?
Oh, we grow alfalfa,
okay.
Corn silage, the sorghum silage, oats, rye. And then we have our nutritionist that comes out once a month, and he tells us exactly how to put the rations together.
So you harvest, Mm-hmm. And you have a staging area where you stockpile all this stuff.
Yes.
Yep. And then a nutritionist comes and puts it all in like this master blender.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Does the recipe ever change seasonally?
Definitely, it does. We'll get all of our commodities together, and they'll be tested how much protein and how much nutritional value each commodity is. And then he balances that ration. And if it's 115 degrees, like in the summertime, that ration has changed completely to where December it would be. And so we're constantly feeding different kinds. And also, he watches the difference in prices of our commodities. If the high price of one commodity, we won't do that. We'll feed a completely different ration just to try and, you know, make it more economical.
I'm kind of jealous of the Kerr family's cows because they have a nutritionist. I don't have a personal nutritionist.
I don't have one either. I need one.
How long does a dairy cow's productive life, how long are you milking a cow?
A cow, she starts milking for the first time right at about 2 years. That's a heifer who will calve her first baby at 2 years. And a real good cow will be 8-9 years. That's a really good cow. And sometimes the other ones that don't make it as that long would maybe be 4 to 5 years.
More with the Kerr family and Julie Murphy when we get back right here at Rosie on the House. Stay tuned. I got a lot more questions about this dairy. But no, I promise, no more trick questions.